Most Australian books, right, ever written are now out of print and inaccessible to readers, and that includes local histories and memoirs, beloved children's titles, and even winners of our most glittering literary prizes, such as the Miles Franklin Literary Award. Now, Untapped is a collaboration between authors, libraries, and researchers working together to identify Australia's most literary treasures and bring them back to life. Lost literary treasures, I mean. It creates a new income source for Australian authors who currently have few options for getting their out-of-print titles available in libraries. And one of the books available via this project is Nookanbar by Steve Hawke. And Steve Hawke joins me now from Collie. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Good morning. Very nice to be with you, mate.
Yeah, excellent. So, can you tell us about the Untapped project and the work that it does?
Initiative to, as they say, you know, sort of bring back to the public, you know, books that have gone out of print and that are deemed to be important, and God, it makes me feel a bit old to be to be a part of something like that. It's Nookanbar was written and published in the late 80s about events that took place up at Nookanbar in the Kimberley in 1979-1980, and it was one of the books that has been done for the Untapped project. It doesn't mean you can get the hard copy. It's e-books that are available either on loan. You can download the books for free to your phone or to an e-reader. It was a fantastic opportunity from my point of view to get it back out there in the world, because I think it's a very important story.
Cool. So, all right, we'll talk about your book in a second, but when you set the scene where you found yourself in the 1980s, why the Kimberley?
Sorry? I didn't catch that properly. I'm sorry.
All right. Set the scene about where you were, how you found yourself in the 1980s and why you're in the Kimberley.
Oh, look, I was a young fella at the time. You know, it was sort of 1978 when I first went to Nookanbar, 79 when it all sort of really took off, and I was, you know, 20 years old. I'd been living in Darwin for a bit. And I was asked, this was in the very, very earliest days of the Kimberley Land Council, and I was asked to come across and do some work with them. One of the tasks was to write and edit and prepare the very first, you know, sort of volume one, issue one of the Kimberley Land Council newsletter in late 78, and I also was asked to cover the what was going on at Nookanbar, which was in the middle. There was a mining boom, you know, diamond exploration and oil exploration happening, and the Nookanbar mob had only just got their country back. You know, the pastoral lease had been purchased, and They were trying to protect, you know, their way of living in their country and their sacred sites from this was almost an invasion of mineral exploration.
Yeah. So tell us about your book, Nookanbar. Whose land, whose law?
Well, it's an account of those events of 1979 and 1980 when the community went to extraordinary lengths to protect, you know, a sacred site from being drilled for oil by a company called AMAX, and the state government of Charlie Court was absolutely adamant that it was going to go ahead, and the community insisted on standing strong for their land and refused to compromise, and it took off to the extent that it became, you know, sort of a statewide and a national and even an international issue that went as far as the United Nations. I mean, the community of the time were just incredibly strong and incredibly brave group of people. And the book, you know, gives the historical background of the community and the region, but, yeah, it documents in particular those epic events of 1979 and 1980.
Yeah, the story of Nookanbar dispute is something that was monumental in the land rights movement in this country. Do you think it gets the recognition that it deserves?
Look, it certainly did at the time. Those events are now, you know, 40 years ago, and it's faded from memory for some, but for those, you know, who have been part of the movement, over their lifetimes. It is an event that is well remembered, and that's why it was so important that this book becomes available again. For younger people coming through, the resource is available to them to learn about the story.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm glad you've brought it to our attention. So how can people find and read Nookanbah? Where do they go?
It's not entirely straightforward, I must admit. But you can download the book to your phone. Basically, the way to go about it is go to the State Library website. That's slwa.wa.gov.au, or just Google the State Library of Western Australia, and there's a section on there about the Untapped project. And what you have to do is download one of two programs, Overdrive or BorrowBox, onto your phone or your e-reader, and then follow the instructions on the website. You can loan it for free, or you could look it up. I think Booktopia is one of the book-selling websites that's got it, and you can buy it there. So it's slightly more complicated than just walking into your library or a bookshop and borrowing a hard copy, but it is doable.
Yeah, cool. So at the untapped.org.au website, they can find it as well, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning, Steve. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.